Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Carol Masser. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Well, the hurricane season, folks, yes, it is definitely underway. And we thought that made sense to take a look at some of those property and casualty insurance names. Here to sort through the sector is Matt Carletti. He's Managing Director and Head of Insurance Equity Research at JMP Securities, and he joins us on the Ring Central phone line from San Francisco, California. Matt, great to have you here on Bloomberg Radio.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so what kind of a season are you anticipating?
The experts, and there's several of them out there, expect an above average season, more storms on average than you see over the long term. Our view from the insurance standpoint is that, that hasn't meant a lot of late. Mm. Three of the past 4 years have been, above average expected, and none of those have seen a storm impact the U.S.
What's the correlation between, as we start to kick off hurricane season, get into hurricane season, is there a correlation seasonally with the season and what happens with the stocks themselves?
Very much so. Yeah, these stocks trade on book value as opposed to earnings, and mm-hmm. You can see that starting early in the year, really from the January through kind of the mid-March time frame, there tends to be a downward trade on average over the past decade. It's been about 0.2 of book value. That tends to hold on until about halfway through the hurricane season, when you get towards call it late August, mid-September, you start to see the stocks come out of that and work their way back up towards where they were to begin the year.
When you look at the names, I mean, not all insurance companies are the same. So what are the ones that kind of jump out at you that you think investors should be paying attention to here?
I think you put it in two camps. I think, you got your companies that concentrate the risk, and they're very, very good at doing it, very kind of calculated bets, and there's those that stay away from the risk. And not surprisingly, though, those companies that concentrate on the risk are subject to that seasonal trade. There's a couple we like. One is called Validus Holdings, the ticker's VR, and another is called Renaissance Re, ticker's RNR. Mm-hmm. So not surprisingly, they've been under a little bit of pressure of late, but if you can look past kind of the next few months and take a longer-term view, we think they're extremely well-run companies with very good prospects. On the other side of that, you can go after companies that just kind of don't have a lot of exposure to hurricane risk, whatever the season looks like. Mm-hmm. Two names, we like there, one called Ace Limited, the ticker's ACE, kind of very smaller exposure to what happens in the U.S., very much a global insurer. Another company called HCC that's very much a specialist, and only about 5% of their business is hurricane related.
These are definitely not household names, and I'm looking at Validus Holdings, right? The ticker's mm-hmm. VR. The stock's up about 12% so far this year. It's got a market cap of about $3.8 billion. Dividend yield, though, that's kind of jumps out at me, as it often does with these insurance names, but it's got a pretty hefty one.
Yeah, the past few years, like I mentioned, we haven't had a storm hit the U.S. in quite some mm-hmm. time, and so earnings have been good, and they've been able to build capital pretty quickly. And at the same time, when there aren't a lot of storms, that doesn't do a whole lot for pricing. And so, not surprisingly, right now, pricing for particularly what Validus and Ren do is come off a little bit, and mm-hmm. so they're a little less attracted to it. They aren't pushing the gas pedal and trying to write as much as they can. They're trying to pick their spots, pick the most profitable business, and so you've seen them return a lot of capital. Not only through the dividend yield, that's a combination of a pretty healthy, just annual yield, that is special dividend. They've also been big repurchasers of their stock.
And that's a big factor, obviously.
Yeah, so they've been very good stewards of capital, and that's I think helped keep the stocks performing at least up until late. The past month or so, concerns about the season have heightened, and so the stocks have pulled back a tad.
Matt, how much does we spend so much time here at Bloomberg, obviously talking about some of the macro factors that are out there, and we've spent a lot of time talking about what's going on with central bank policy and obviously the economic recovery. How much do you have to pay attention to that backdrop when it comes to some of these names?
Some of the ones we mentioned, I'd say a little less so. I mean, not by any means do you ignore it. They are subject to it. But, when you think about, say, the P&C landscape, there are other lines of business out there that are much more linked to, say, a economic recovery or a jobs recovery. Workers' compensation is a very good example. It's a big piece of the sector I look at. It's about 20% of the sector.
Really?
Every employer in America is required to purchase it, but it's exactly linked to payrolls. Payrolls is the exposure. So as the economy recovers, there's more business to be had. As the economy shrinks, it doesn't. When you think about some of these, particularly Validus and RenRe, that concentrate the catastrophe risk.
Right.
You know, if people own homes, they got to buy homeowners from household names like Travelers and Allstate and so forth.
They don't have a choice.
And guys like Validus and RenRe are the ones that protect those companies and provide coverage to Travelers and Allstate, and there's a long list there.
Now, Matt, for the names like HCC and ACE, or ACE rather, that kind of have limited exposure or don't have the same exposure to hurricanes, I mean, ACE Limited, this is a company that's got a pretty big market cap, over $30 billion, mm-hmm. and yet you've got somebody like HCC Insurance Holdings. It's a smaller player, just over about $4 billion in terms of its market cap. Is there an advantage to something like ACE that's got that bigger size here and bigger investor base?
I mean, when you think about the sector as a whole, I do think there's an advantage to that as a pretty thinly traded sector, the P&C insurance sector. And so when it does catch a bid and things are going well, the larger cap, very liquid names tend to track the capital more quickly. And so I do think they have that on their side. Aside from that, you don't see ACE and HCC compete with each other much. They're in very different markets.
Right.
ACE is very much a global insurer, mostly commercial insurer. HCC does a lot of specialty lines of business, whether it be some A&H, accident and health type products, to they're one of the largest general aviation insurers, a weekend pilots flying their Cessnas, things like that. So stuff that, a collection of maybe 20-plus lines of business that all have a very specific target.
What about the role of M&A in some of these names? I mean, it's been an interesting week where we've seen a fair amount of deal flow, a lot of it in the telecom sector, but some other names certainly coming into play this week. What about this property and casualty insurance sector?
It's seen a pickup in M&A in the past couple years, and not by any means off to the races, but definitely we've seen a pickup, and we expect that. It's been a what we call a soft cycle. So pricing the past several years has been sliding downwards because the results have been very good and there haven't been a lot of losses.
Mm-hmm.
That's turned of late. A big component of any insurance company's earnings is investment yield. It's float. It's why Berkshire Hathaway likes the insurance business. You bring in the cash in the door day one. You don't pay it out till, in some cases, 10, 20 years down the road. You make a lot of money off investing the cash. And in this sort of interest rate environment, you're not making as much money as you used to. And so that has helped increase the pricing. And so what you've seen is on the downside the past few years, you've seen a lot of M&A take place, a lot of kind of the term merger of equals became a very popular term. And
not always true, but they say that.
Exactly. So we saw a number of those. And of more late, it has slowed down a tad. And I think what it is that the sector has actually done reasonably well over the past, say, 18 months. And as, as valuations have risen, I think sellers' expectations have risen as well. And so I see a lot of mismatch in terms of what some buyers are willing to pay and what some sellers expect on the way out.
Just got a few seconds. So bottom line, something like a Validus or a Renaissance Re, it might be time for an investor to look at it because they're going to run up later on this year.
Yeah, I think I don't think you're going to miss anything in the next few weeks, but definitely you got a few months of time, and then longer term, we definitely like the prospects.
Got it. Matt Carletti, thank you so much. Managing Director and Head of Insurance Equity Research at JMP Securities, joining us on the RingCentral phone line from San Francisco, California.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.